Radio 1.
And we are now joined by another top comedian on Radio 1, Russell Howard. Hello.
Hello.
Now, most people will know you from being on Mock the Week, wouldn't they?
I hope so, yeah. I'm just switching my phone off, sorry.
Not the best doctor, are we keeping you?
Yeah. No, no, no. But I thought the last thing I want is to ring him halfway through and go, is that you on the radio?
When's Mock the Week on?
It's finished. That's all right. So hopefully, I think September.
Okay, back on, yeah?
yeah, with a little luck.
Now, this week we're asking some top comedians like yourself for some help, because my flatmate is attempting to try and heal the world. Because laughter's good for you.
Certainly is.
So, my flatmate is seeing it as his mission to help people and cure them, if you like, with the aid of laughter.
Did he ever say that out loud? I'm going to cure people with the aid of laughter? It's one of those things, isn't it? You know, that laughter is supposed to heal, but, you know, if that had been the case, there probably would have been more jokes in the Bible, you know? Just Jesus cracking a one-liner and a man with leprosy going, I'm all good, I'm better.
That stone tablet Moses came down.
Maybe that
just
was
10
it.
Jokes.
Yeah.
Well, he thinks he's quite good, that's the trouble, and he's not actually that funny.
Oh, really?
Day one, he lasted 15 seconds at the Comedy Store.
Ooh. It's a tough gig, though, that. You can't really start that gig, because there's about sort of 300 people there who are sort of full of beer and full of anger, and the whole point is you're allowed...
quite angry, yeah.
Yeah, you're allowed to heckle, that's the thing, they're in charge, so it doesn't really matter how you start, and you're really nervous if it's your first gig, so you go, hello, nice to be, go home! You know, there's literally nowhere. I saw the best heckle ever there, right? Somebody handed this man a noose, right? So someone had brought, you can't make that quickly, someone had gone, right, I'm going to make my noose and bring it in case I ate somebody. How do you deal with that on your first ever gig? That's just awful. Being handed a noose? You can't come back in any way.
He got off quite lightly then, yeah, didn't he? Really? Nobody tried to hang him.
Let's relive the moment.
Next up here, ladies and gentlemen, come out and give it up. Welcome to the stage, it's Frasier! Come on, Frasier! All the way! He's coming all the way, he's gagging to get up here. Go on.
Nice start.
What's the best way to tell your girlfriend you've got chlamydia? On stage at comedy night. Sorry. Anyway, just so you know, I'm doing this for charity. So if you don't laugh, kids will actually die.
That was that.
That's very interesting. So he's open by saying he's got an STD.
Yeah.
And then he says, but I do donate clothes to Oxfam. That's an odd start.
She noticed the woman go, gay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it. But how eager was she? She's like, right, whatever they say, I'm going to say gay. All right, Sandra. I'm just going to shout gay.
Then on day two, we thought he'd be funnier if he did his act in drag. Just the initial laugh we were going for there, really. That didn't really work out either. Yeah, have a look at this.
We've got a look at it, have we?
What do you think?
He looks like a fish. He looks like a big gay fish.
Oh.
That would work. I'm a big gay fish. 2, 3, 4. He's a big gay fish. It looks like it's just going to be all kind of singing, isn't it?
Yesterday we had Lenny Henry here,
yes,
who came in to offer his advice. Lovely man.
Yes, lovely
man. And lent him his suit. The suit he wore on Comet Relief Night 2 years ago. Now, he's a big guy, Lenny Henry.
He is, yeah.
Tall and
6'3" and 18 stone is what he said.
So the suit kind of swamped him.
But that would be quite good, because then he could wander on your flatmate and go, I've just borrowed my dad's suit.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or maybe it wouldn't work, but the fact I've just said that and got nothing, so don't do that. Do not open with that. Abort! Abort!
We also had an idea to try and make him more funny through inducing actual pain. This is a dog shock collar.
Right.
And the idea was that he would wear the collar,
mm-hmm,
and if he wasn't funny, then we press the button and he just gets a bit of a belt.
Well, see, that would work. Yeah. That would be, I mean, to be honest, it's a novelty app, but that would definitely work. So every time he wasn't flipping out.
It looks quite dangerous, doesn't it?
So that, wow, so you actually would sort of, like, taser him, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow. Is there a way of, you know, check it? So hang on a minute, is this four dogs?
Yes.
Wow, so you've got an unruly dog, you zap it. Wow, that's incredible.
I think they're trying to ban them at the moment.
Yeah.
Or dogs?
Yeah, no.
I think they should ban all dogs.
I'll tell you what, though, that would be a cracking DVD extra for Crufts, wouldn't it? Just some angry lady in a floral dress. Zap him! Zap him! Nearly pees on my dress.
It's quite scary, that thing.
No, it'd be quite useful to have, though, wouldn't it? But, you know.
It's not on, is it?
Yeah.
Have a go.
Oh, is there?
No, I don't want to have a go.
Go on.
Passing the dog collar around for everyone to try.
I hate dogs.
Well, yeah. See, that would be funny, though, wouldn't it?
We weren't allowed to put the collar on him.
Yep.
Because it was deemed barbaric.
That would be funny, though, would he?
Was banned.
I'm for maybe save that for his uncles, you know, so he wanders back on.
We're not allowed to use it. I wish we were.
Who said you weren't allowed to use it?
The management.
What, at Radio 1?
Yeah.
That's a fantastic meeting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dear Scott, we're very much enjoying your segment on humour. However, you cannot torture your flatmate.
Can't kill your flatmate.
Oh, my God. They're probably, I mean, oh, can we, I'm not sure we can zap him.
It's a top-level meeting.
Yeah, man. I'm not sure legal can deal with it. Or was it one of those, you're not doing that?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Did they have to do a whole PowerPoint presentation on the pros and cons of zapping?
Whilst drinking Red Bull.
Yeah.
So, without the collar, could my flatmate make people laugh? Could he distress the audience through his comedy? Could he cure illness even by being funny? We'll find out next when we hear the bits we can play out, and there aren't that many, from gig number 3.
Radio 1.
Hello, it's Scott. Just gone 10 to 5. Comedian Russell Howard is with us. Hello.
Hello.
We've given my flatmate till the end of the week to make an actual audience laugh.
So he still hasn't got any laughs yet, and we're on 3 days.
Yeah. More murmurs.
Now, he's heard how laughter is good for your health, and he wants to be some kind of doctor comedy.
Doctor comedy?
Curing the sick with
there
laughter.
Was, there was a guy who used to run a gig in Aberdeen who referred to himself as Dr. Chuckles, and he talked about himself in the third person. So, and it wasn't very funny, no. But he would wander on and go, "Hello, how you doing? You're right. Oh, look at you, not laughing at Dr. Chuckles again." And he'd go, "Well, there's several reasons we're not laughing at you, Dr. Chuckles, and the main one is you keep talking about yourself in the third person." Pseudonyms, eh?
We'd like your help on this, Russell. This is my flatmate's third attempt at being funny, okay? This was last night. The shot collar was banned, so all he had was Lenny Henry's big suit and his own material. Right. Be afraid. But it did start quite well again.
Go wild and crazy for the first act tonight, Fraser!
Quite a good crowd.
The lovely crowd. A big cheer.
Now, we wanted him to do what Lenny Henry does at the start of his act, which is this, apparently.
"Hello, my people. How are you? I love you. Let me hug this big woman here. I'm going to lick this bald man's head. It tastes like chicken."
He did try.
He didn't. Please tell me he didn't do that. Oh, so he's gone, "I'm going to give this big woman a hug." He's open with that.
Right. All right, have a listen.
Here we go.
He did interact.
Right.
"Hi, I'm Fraser. Were you all having a good time?"
Yeah.
Have you?
Was there no big woman there? Was that why?
Right.
Nobody with the chicken on the head.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Then he spoke to a bloke who is having his birthday at the club and actually got a heckler.
"A big happy birthday to Colin and the Colin birthday party. I know you think that your friends have ordered you a clown, but my friends thought it would bring me good luck to wear Lenny Henry's actual suit. This is his actual suit."
"He's not funny!"
"Lenny Henry isn't funny?"
"Yeah."
"You're supposed to heckle the comedian on stage, not just random comedians."
That's quite good.
Yeah?
That's a good comeback. If he'd have done that with confidence, he would have got a laugh.
Okay. So he dealt with the heckler quite well?
I thought he did, yeah. I mean, but it's that you can hear the pause when his brain's going... That's the only snack. But if he'd have said that straight away, in a cocky lilt...
Deal with a heckler, though. It's quite good. No. I'm quite impressed with that. Then it went... Well, it started to go a little bit wrong. Because he did a bit that he'd done the night before.
Well, someone had been following him around. I've seen you do that. When you start crying, I've seen that.
I don't know why he did it again, because the night before, they were really visibly and audibly shocked.
Oh, yeah. No, not again.
"I do look like a child, even without this ridiculously large suit. I want to say, I often get mistaken for a 16-year-old, which is a real pain in the arse, especially when you're trying to get girls, because girls my age want to go out with someone that isn't going to get ID'd in bars when you take them out. Because apparently, it's embarrassing for them. Think how it is for me. And girls that are kind of the age that I look don't put out."
Now, that got a much bigger laugh than it did the night before in Balham.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
The snag is his voice does give him the demeanour of a sex offender. That's the problem he has. It would be fine, you know, if he came across as a normal and balanced man.
Funny you should say that, Russell, because you'd leave that subject there, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
"And girls that are kind of the age that I look don't put out." "Well, they do, but we don't really talk about it." Oh! There's a policeman in the house. Anyway. That's awful, isn't it? Anyway.
But he was laughing at his own joke longer than they were, which doesn't really help.
And insinuating that he is, in fact, a deviant.
Yeah, yeah.
The worst kind of one.
Absolutely.
And then he spends ages telling the audience that he's not a paedophile. That's not a good position to be in, is it?
No.
And I'm afraid that's it. That's all we can actually play on...
Oh, really?
On,
flip it out.
...on daytime radio.
That's an X-rated show.
He launches a whole thing, a whole big tirade about ginger people, and then the next comedian comes on and he's ginger.
Oh, really?
Brilliant.
Then he goes back on, does his ping pong ball stuff. Can't do that.
And then this is the end.
Anyway, I think I've done enough damage and the police will be waiting for me outside. So I'm going to take this opportunity to leave. So thank you very much. You've been a great audience.
Big cheer at the end.
Yeah. That was easily the best, I think the best one, yeah. It is getting better.
Yeah. I think he's very unlucky. This has been on Radio 1. So he'll be in that situation, maybe at a bar, and he'll be trying to order a drink and failing because he looks so young. And somebody will go, hey, I recognise that voice, and he's in trouble. It's fantastic, though. The whole kind of open spot scene all over the country, there's gigs everywhere. There's a gig, where I first started, there's a gig called Virgin Mirth that doesn't run anymore, but there's still like lots of tiny little venues in Bristol. And there's one guy there who's called Rob, who's been doing it for years. And he used to do this. He used to walk on and go, hello, my name's Rob. You can say hi, Rob. You're probably wondering how Prince Charles eats a banana. Well, it's a bit like this. And he gets a spoon out, starts eating the banana like that, and then goes, hey, let's have a sing-along. The Sweeney, the Sweeney. And you're sort of sat there going, what on earth is this? And yet he'll be back every week doing it because he loves it. Do you know what I mean? It's that really sad. I've seen him, the worst heckle I've ever seen other than the noose thing. A man came up to him and started weeing on him at Ashton Court. Yeah, I know, right? At Ashton Court Festival in Bristol, and Rob steadfastly continued with his act as the wee streamed down his chinos, and you weren't sure whether it was the saddest thing you'd ever seen or the funniest thing, but nothing would stop him from doing comedy.
And you only put that second in the heckle list.
Honestly,
so you put the noose ahead of the...
I put the noose ahead because there's forethought gone into that, and this man was just drunk.
Right.
But it's the... My brother saw the weeing incident, and that's still his favourite moment in comedy. He's seen me...
It doesn't get any better than that, does it?
No, but it's just that thing, you don't know... It's just this kind of awful kind of, is it great, is it bad, is it... And he was just...
Is it part of the act?
But no, well, that's it. But he didn't refer to it. That was what made you kind of go, well, of course, Celine Dion's got some terrible, as it's literally pouring down. And the entire audience, which is like 1,000 stoned hippies, just kind of, he's waiting on him. Look, he should probably work that in. And I thought, he's that's wee on his head. You know? And then going, yeah, and of course, she did Eurovision. And he's sort of shaking it off. Oh, God.
Listen, thank you so much, Russell, for coming in today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And providing your wisdom for my flatmate.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.